This is round 16, the sixth playoff round of the 2021 NAQT High School National Championship Tournament. This game pits Detroit Country Day A against Westview A. The winner will continue in the tournament. The loser will finish tied for 12th place. Best of luck to both teams. Here's toss-up one. This is the surname of the composer of an A major Easter sonata for piano. A man with this surname argued for the soul's immortality in the Plato-inspired book, Phaedon. A composer with this surname linked the first movements of his violin concerto with a bassoon note and took a trip to Fingal's Cape. DCD, Adam.
Mendelssohn.
10, bonus. Good After luck. Chasing yes. this object through a cathedral, a man becomes distracted by a beautiful woman and loses track of it. For 10 points each, in this body part that Ivan Yakovlevich, a barber, finds inside a loaf of bread.
Nose.
Yeah. Answers the nose.
This character wakes up one morning to find that his nose has mysteriously gone missing. He later finds it wearing a military uniform.
Kovalyov.
Our answer is Kovalyov.
The nose is a short story by this Russian author of The Overcoat and Dead Souls.
Gogol. Our answer is Gogol.
Thank you. 30 points, toss up two. In 1865, it was discovered that mercury fulminate can be used to activate this compound. This compound, discovered by Ascanio Sobrero, is given transdermally or sublingually to treat angina, since its breakdown in the body produces a potent vasodilating gas. This compound can be stabilized by mixing it with diatomaceous earth, as discovered by Alfred Nobel. For Westview, Daniel.
This is nitroglycerin.
10, bonus.
Nice.
Conscripted men in this country who refused to go to war in the 1940s were called zombies. For 10 points each, what country experienced a more devastating conscription crisis in 1917 when Henri Bourassa led resistance to a draft?
This is France, probably.
France, yeah.
Send it.
Our answer is France.
Canada. Bourassa focused his 1917 resistance efforts in this Francophone province, whose citizens felt little historic loyalty to Britain.
Quebec. Our answer is Quebec.
The 1944 conscription crisis occurred during the tenure of this prime minister who led Canada during World War II.
Is it Macmillan?
Laurier, I think.
You're right.
Or yeah. Mackenzie. Okay. Our answer is Laurier.
King. William Lyon Mackenzie King. So that is 10 on the bonus. This is toss-up three before we go on. A meningitis outbreak in Nigeria inspired this man's novel about Tessa Quayle, who was killed for uncovering a pharmaceutical conspiracy. This author of The Constant Gardener wrote about how Operation Testify failed to reveal the true identity of Gerald in a novel about circus op George Smiley, who roots out DCD Daniel.
Le Carré.
That's Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. 10, bonus. Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, answer these questions about the quadratic function. 2x squared plus bx plus 5, where b is an unknown constant. In terms of b, what is the first derivative of the function with respect to x?
Oh, 4x plus b.
4x plus b.
Answer is 4x plus b.
What must be the value of b if, when graphed, the function produces a parabola whose vertex has an x coordinate of negative 1? You have 10 seconds.
So negative b over 2 equals negative 1.
Negative b over 4 equals negative 1.
Yeah.
So b equals
4. Right. B equals 4. That's our answer.
Yes. Given that b equals 4, what value does the function take at x equals negative 1?
X equals negative 1, so 2 minus 4 plus 3. 1.
Yeah, 3. Answer.
Our answer is 3.
All 30. Toss up 4. The Mozarabic Chronicle likens infantry at this battle to a bulwark of ice. Heinrich Brunner claimed this battle may have inspired its victors to begin using stirrups. Forces under Otto the Great formed the left flank of an army in this battle that withstood repeated cavalry charges ordered by Abd al-Rahman. The Umayyad DCD, Daniel.
Tours.
10, bonus. Many cryptids have mundane explanations. For 10 points each, analysts claimed the 1967 Patterson film, which purportedly shows this ape-like creature of the Pacific Northwest, actually shows a man in a gorilla costume.
Bigfoot, isn't it?
Bigfoot? Maybe.
Yeah.
Our answer is Bigfoot.
Naturalists claimed people who saw this winged, red-eyed cryptid from Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which was later linked to the 1967 failure of the Silver Bridge, actually just saw owls.
Mothman.
Different nice.
God. Our answer is Mothman.
There is no shame, only points. Coyotes suffering from mange were likely mistaken for this cryptid of Mexico in the American Southwest, said to drink the blood of livestock.
Chupacabra.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Our answer is chupacabra.
All 30. Toss up 5. Papers disputing the magnitude of this effect by an Edward Neufer-led team claimed that it had been poorly visualized since its first announcement in 1999. The Cornell-based discoverers of this effect were inspired by MacArthur Wheeler, who put lemon juice on his face during a bank robbery. A type of illusory superiority is demonstrated by, for 10 points, what effect... Westview, Daniel.
The Dunning-Kruger effect.
10, bonus. Nice. This work's final movement calls for offstage Buccine to depict an approaching victorious legion. For 10 points each, name this piece whose third movement depicts the geniculum and ends with a recorded song of a nightingale.
Gary?
What?
Answer?
I don't know. Like ascending.
Turandot. Is our answer.
No, it's The Pines of Rome. The Pines of Rome is the second entry in this Italian composer's Roman trilogy, which includes his Fountains of Rome and Roman festivals.
Okay, that's by Respighi.
Send it.
Our answer is Respighi.
The second movement of Pines of Rome, set near a catacomb, includes a hymnal solo for an offstage one of these instruments. This instrument poses the title query in Charles Ives's The Unanswered Question.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Our answer is trumpet.
20. Toss up 6. This artist collaborated with Michelozzo on the tomb of anti-pope John the 23rd. This artist pioneered the use of Schiacciaio to create a perspective on a marble relief displayed underneath his DCD, Adam.
Brunelleschi.
Nick 5, sorry. To create perspective on a marble relief displayed underneath his statue of St. George for the Orson Michele. One of this man's bronze sculptures depicts the title nude figure wearing a laurel hat and standing on top of a severed head. For 10 points, name this Florentine sculpture of a bronze David. Westview, Andrew.
Donatello.
10, bonus. In 2019, researchers at the University of Bristol modified these cells with an adhesin protein so they would make their way to heart tissue. For 10 points each, name these cells that can differentiate into other types of cells.
Stem cells. Our answer is stem cells.
The induced type of these stem cells, which can turn into almost any type of cell, have many potential applications in regenerative medicine.
It's pluripotent.
Or is it omnipotent? It's
iPS, right?
So answer?
Pluripotent. Okay. Answer is pluripotent stem cell.
In 2017, an unregulated instance of stem cell therapy in Florida that purported to be a clinical trial blinded 3 patients suffering from this eye condition, which is caused by damage to the retinal pigment epithelium in the central visual field.
It's glaucoma.
Macular
degeneration. You're right. Yeah.
Our answer is macular degeneration.
That's all 30. Toss up 7. In a 2015 study, concentrated solutions of E. coli in a rotating cup were shown to behave as one of these materials by exhibiting zero shear stress response. Peter Capizza observed the first known one of these materials, whose behavior below its lambda point was mathematically DCD, Zaid.
Duck superfluids.
10, bonus. This character is derisively called a West Briton at the Morgan Sisters' dance party, a dig at his support for Irish union with Great Britain. For 10 points each, name this man whose intense desire to have sex with his wife after that party goes unfulfilled when she reminisces about a boy she once loved named Michael Fury.
Greta Conroy.
Answer?
Before it's that.
Molly. Final.
No, it's Gabriel Conroy. This author of Ulysses wrote about Gabriel Conroy in the short story The Dead in his collection Dubliners.
My answer is Joyce.
Joyce likely took Gabriel Conroy's name from one of this American author's title characters. Kentuck fails to save Cherokee Sal's son during a flood that devastates a California town in a story by this man.
Hart.
Oh, different is that?
Hart.
20. Toss up 8. This event is alternatively known as the Pinkville Incident due to a nickname used by Task Force Barker. Freelance DCD, Daniel.
Oh, the My Lai Massacre.
15, bonus. In a biography of this ruler, Xenophon claimed he revered shrines in enemy territory, noting it was good to make allies of gods on hostile soil. For 10 points each, name this lame king who led his country during the Corinthian War of the early 4th century BC. Plutarch's Parallel Lives paired this ruler with Pompey the Great.
Philip at Corinthian League, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
Answer?
Our answer is Philip II of Macedon.
Agesilaus. Agesilaus led this militaristic Greek city-state.
Sparta, right?
Yep.
Our answer is Sparta.
Agesilaus was a bitter enemy of this Greek city-state, whose sacred band of male lovers led its army to victory over Spital at the battles of Leuctra and Mantinea.
Those are Steve's.
20. Toss up 9. In a play by this author, the high priest Jode executes a woman who promotes the worship of Baal. In another of his plays, the title character is encouraged by the nurse Oenone. This author of Atali wrote a neoclassical Alexandrine tragedy in which the horses pulling a chariot are scared by DCD, Maria.
Racine.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, name the scientists who studied stress tensors. In electromagnetism, stress and energy were combined into a tensor by this Scottish physicist whose four namesake equations include Maxwell. Faraday's law and Gauss's law.
Maxwell, yeah.
Maxwell.
My answer is Maxwell.
This French mathematician's tensor expresses the stress of a deformed physical object. In complex analysis, his integral theorem is generalized by the residue theorem.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Cauchy.
All right, that's just Cauchy.
At large deformations, Cauchy's tensor differs from the one named for Gabriel Piola and this physicist. With Robert Bunsen, he discovered cesium and rubidium.
Kirchhoff.
Different is it.
Kirchhoff.
So that's your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. 30. Even if you're deferred to, guys, please remember to give me an hour answer is so I can be sure, right. Okay? Especially at this level, we don't want there to be any questions.
Yep.
So toss up 10. In this musical, a man imagines a great big fleet of great big boats in the song When the Children Are Asleep. After Jigger flees, this musical's protagonist stabs himself during a botched robbery committed after a clam bake. The song You'll Never Walk Alone ends this musical as Julie Jordan is visited by Billy Bigelow's ghost. Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote, for 10 points, what musical named for a carnival attraction? Westview, Nicholas.
Called a carousel?
It is, for 10, bonus. Nice. A nonfiction graphic novel by Brian Kaplan and Zach Weinersmith argues for this type of borders. For 10 points each, name this type of border that allows for free movement and lacks significant border control. In 2019, this phrase themed the fourth of 5 economist issues about the liberal future.
It's open, right?
Yeah,
open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aris is open.
22 EU member states comprise this area that maintains open mutual borders. It shares its name with the 1985 agreement that established it.
It's Schengen, right?
Send it.
Our answer is Schengen.
Under a 1920 treaty, this European archipelago maintains a visa-free border policy. A facility outside its town of Longyearbyen contains nearly a million small sealed aluminum foil packages.
It's Svalbard, right?
Yeah.
Our answer is Svalbard.
Yeah, that's at the seed vault. That's 30. And that's the half. At the half, the score is 130 for Westview A, 220 for DCDA, and this is toss-up 11. Dark energy is often modeled as a perfect fluid, meaning it is fully parametrized by this quantity and pressure. This quantity for the universe is almost exactly its critical value, which suggests that the universe... Westview, Daniel.
It's temperature.
Nick 5, sorry, which suggests that the universe is flat. Westview, Nicholas.
Sorry. That was a misclick. I'm on the same team as him.
Yeah. That was a Nick. Sorry. Among planets, Saturn has the lowest value of this quantity, while Earth has the highest value at about 5.5 grams per cubic centimeter. For 10 points, name this quantity equal to mass over volume. That is DCD, Zaid.
Density.
10 bonus. These spirits were often grouped with similar ones connected with graves called manes. For 10 points each, name these Roman spirits that guarded the hearth. Like the penates, they were later worshipped as guardians of the household.
Nymphs?
No.
Lares. This two-word Latin term, which roughly translates as spirit of the place, refers to Lares and similar guardian deities.
This isn't good.
Answer?
No.
No answer. It's Genius Loci. Another Roman guardian deity is this two-faced god after whom the first month of the year was named.
Janus.
I defer to Z.
Janus. Our answer is Janus.
That is 10. Toss up 12. An Oscar-winning Bernhard Grismek documentary is titled for how this specific region shall not die. The unusual lava of the sacred Oldoinyo-Lingai volcano fertilizes this natural region, which includes Ngorongoro crater. Its name may derive from a term for endless plains in the language of the Westview, Nicholas.
Serengeti?
10 bonus. Many U.S. landmarks have been the subject of name change controversies. For 10 points each, this Alaska mountain, the tallest peak in North America, had its name officially changed to its indigenous Athabascan name in 2015. Give either its current or former name.
So it's Denali, right?
Yeah. Answers Denali.
Or Mount McKinley, either one, yes. A movement to change the official name of this Wyoming rock formation to its indigenous, to its local indigenous name of Bear Lodge was unsuccessful. It's this formation was the first U.S. national monument.
Isn't it like Devil's Tower? Oh, go, no, sorry, you're right, probably.
Yeah.
Answer?
And
Aaron says Bear's Ears.
It's Devil's Tower.
It was Devil's Tower. Oh,
this state's highest point was formally renamed from Harney Peak to Black Elk Peak in 2016.
This state, I don't know, like Vermont or something.
Answer?
Yeah. Our answer is Vermont.
South Dakota, 10 points. Oh, well. Toss up 13. This man's ascension to power led to the secession of the Rigdonite and Strangite factions. This man's adopted son, John D. Lee, was executed for killing members of the Baker-Fancher Party. The Beehive House was an official residence of this man, who, after his predecessor was killed in Carthage, Illinois, led a group west at DCP, Daniel.
Brigham Young.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about artist Willem de Kooning. De Kooning was a leading figure of this art movement, whose other leading figures included Jackson Pollock.
Abstract Expressionism. Our answer is Abstract Expressionism.
From 1950 to 53, de Kooning painted a six-canvas series titled For This Type of Person. A Diego Velazquez painting shows an old one of these people frying eggs.
Our answer is woman.
Artist Robert Rauschenberg created a 1953 work of art by doing this to a drawing by de Kooning.
Our answer is erasing.
30. Toss up 14. The spherical version of this law is prone to rounding errors with small angles, which Vicente's formulas correct for. Jamshid Al-Kashi described how to use this law for triangulation. Unlike a similar law, Westview, Nicholas.
The law of sines?
Nick 5, sorry. Unlike a similar law, this law does not have an ambiguous case. In this law, twice the product of two side lengths is multiplied by the namesake function of an angle. For 10 points, in this generalization of the Pythagorean theorem, DCD, Zaid.
Law of cosines.
Cosines for 10. This man represented Donald Trump in a 1973 court case over Trump's attempts to keep black tenants out of Trump properties. For 10 points each, named this chief prosecutor in the trial of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. He died of AIDS in 1986, though he denied he was suffering from it.
Our answer is Roy Cohn.
Cohn served as chief counsel for this Wisconsin senator who investigated communists in the federal government in the 1950s.
Our answer is Joseph McCarthy.
Cohn's homosexuality was alluded to by this army lawyer who asked if a certain photo had come from a pixie. In 1954, this man asked McCarthy, "Have you no sense of decency, sir?"
Our answer is Welch.
All 30, toss up 15.
I'm out.
Time out. Yeah. Best of luck to both teams. Here is toss up 15. This poet described an expressionless face that expresses God in Our Lady of Walsingham, the sixth section of a poem dedicated to his deceased cousin, Warren Winslow. In another of his poems, in which a car radio plays Careless Love and an animal jabs her wedge head in a cup of sour cream, is dedicated to Elizabeth Bishop. For 10 points, DCD, Zaid.
Look more.
Neg 5, sorry. For 10 points, name this confessional poet of the Quaker graveyard in Nantucket and Skunk Hour. That is Westview, Nicholas.
Lowell.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, name these places that contain extremely tall flagpoles. In 2010, this capital of Azerbaijan erected a 531-foot tall flagpole that, at the time, was the world's tallest.
It's Baku. Right? Yeah.
It's Baku.
Baku's flagpole was surpassed in 2011 by one in Dushanbe, the capital of this Central Asian country.
Maybe Tajikistan?
Answer?
Tajikistan.
The Dushanbe flagpole was itself exceeded in 2014 by a 561-foot pole in this city on the Red Sea, where the construction of a one-kilometer-tall skyscraper was placed on hold in 2018.
Red Sea. Is Dubai on the Red Sea?
It's not Dubai.
Answer?
Our answer is Dubai.
Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
20
yeah,
points, toss up 16.
That's on Persian Gulf.
This island is the origin of the ball and stick sport Kemag, which is similar to hurling. This island's TT is a notoriously dangerous motorcycle race. A triskelion of three bent legs appears on the flag of this Western Daniel.
It's like Corsica?
Neg 5, sorry. Appears on the flag of this island, whose legislature, the Tynwald, was among the world's first to grant women's suffrage. Douglas is the capital of, for 10 points, what island between Ireland and Britain, home to a stubby-tailed breed of cat? DCD, Ajay.
Isle of Man.
10 bonus. Yeah, for 10 points each, answer the following about TV characters with the power to control ice. Tom Kenny voiced the cryokinetic Ice King on this Cartoon Network animated series that followed the best friends, Finn and Jake.
Adventure Time.
These zombie-like creatures bring freezing temperatures with them wherever they go. They are vulnerable to the rare Valyrian steel.
Valyrian steel? I don't know.
No answer.
Answer?
No answer.
These are the White Walkers from Game of Thrones. On this series that premiered in 2014, Danielle Panabaker plays Caitlin Snow, whose alter ego, Killer Frost, can freeze matter.
And the Flash.
Oh, it is? All right, nice. Answer the Flash.
That's 20. Toss up 17. This saint's family coat of arms shows a hanging pot with rampant wolves on either side. Sin and God's grace are meditated on as part of the first week of a text by Westview Nicholas.
So St. Francis?
Neg 5. As part of the first week of a text named for this man who spent time in a cave in Manresa after being wounded at the Battle of Pamplona. With Peter Faber and Francis Xavier, the saint founded a group whose followers complete his spiritual exercises. For 10 points, being this founder of the Jesuits. DCD, Daniel.
Ignatius?
10. I can take that. Ignatius of Loyola, specifically. 10. Many babies in the Victorian era died due to the use of Godfrey's cordial, a sedative made from this medicine. For 10 points each, in this highly addictive analgesic common in 19th century patent medicines. Today, it's known as tincture of opium.
What? Poppy?
I don't know.
Poppy? Let's just go with poppy. I have no idea.
Answer?
Our answer is poppy.
Laudanum. Nowadays, laudanum is used to treat withdrawal in infants born to addicts of this off-injected morphine-derived drug.
Heroin?
Yeah, answer is heroin.
Adult heroin users often visit clinics where they're prescribed this typically orally administered opioid to fight addiction.
Naloxone, I think.
Nice. Defer to Zaid.
Naloxone?
No, it's methadone. So my bad. 10 points, toss up 18. A statistical usage of this letter inspired the name of a set of quality management practices started at Motorola and popularized at GE by Jack Welch. A quantity denoted by this letter equals the square root of a variable's second central moment. This Greek letter, DCD, Zaid.
Like sigma?
10, bonus. Nice. Mitch Halpern and Mills Lane refereed to two bouts between these two boxers. For 10 points each, name these two boxers. Their 1997 fight was stopped in the third round when one of them bit off part of the other's ear.
It's Mike Tyson and...
the other guy's name.
I don't know.
It starts with an E, something E.
Answer?
Our answer is Tyson... Yeah, I don't know.
No. Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Turiddu accepts Alfio's challenge of a duel by biting his ear in this opera, which was based on a Giovanni Verga story. In it, Santuzza sings the aria Voi lo sapete.
Voi lo sapete? Where's that from?
Cavaliere Rusticana. Do you have any ideas?
Answer?
Here, go ahead.
My answer is Cavaliere Rusticana.
The intermezzo from Cavaliere Rusticana accompanies the opening credits of this 1980 Martin Scorsese film in which Robert De Niro plays boxer Jake LaMotta.
Our answer is Raging Bull.
That's 20. Toss up 19. This composer included an aria that begins, I rage, I melt, I burn, in a work that was one of his last collaborations with the castrato Senesino. Omi Reina sings Lascia ch'io pianga after she is captured by Armida in an opera by this composer set during the First Crusade. This composer of Acis and Galatea and Rinaldo wrote a work that ends with the chorus, Worthy is the Lamb. For 10 points, name this composer of Messiah. Westview, Nicholas.
Handel.
10, bonus. In a poem from this author's collection, Tulips and Chimneys, the speaker describes how all in green went my love writing. For 10 points each, mean this poet who stated one day anyone died, I guess, in his poem, anyone lived in a pretty how town. He often ignored traditional capitalization and punctuation rules.
Oh, probably E.E. Cummings.
E.E. Cummings. Our answer is E.E. Cummings.
This word follows sun, moon, stars, in a repeated line in Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town. Another Cummings poem notes that nobody, not even this thing, has such small hands.
Nobody, not even the rain? Or
The water, waves?
Answer?
Our answer is rain.
Cummings' prose works include this 1922 autobiographical novel, which depicts his imprisonment in France during World War I.
Oh, no.
Answer?
Dreyfus.
My Life in Paris.
No, it's The Enormous Room. 20 points. Toss up the last. This non-French man founded a national gathering party whose uniformed wing was called the Hirden. Westview, Daniel.
Oh, no, it's Quisling.
I don't know what. Yeah, 15 bonus. Nice. Solid face.
Quizzling.
Nice. Solid phase peptide synthesis is typically performed on beads comprised of this polymer. For 10 points each, name this extremely common polymer, which is still widely used as foam peanuts in packing materials.
Styrofoam.
Our answer is styrofoam.
Yep. Answer?
Our answer is styrofoam.
Prompt.
Styrofoam made out of.
No clue.
It's a polystyrene. Polystyrene is of extreme environmental concern as it lacks this property and thus cannot be broken down by microorganisms.
What, biodegradability?
Yeah. Our answer is biodegradability.
Polystyrene sulfonate resins are used in medicine to remove excess levels of this element from the body. Hydroxychloroquine's FDA approval for COVID-19 was revoked because the drug blocks delayed rectifier channels for this element.
Rectifier.
Want to go with like iron or something?
Try like magnesium.
Answer?
I don't know.
Our answer is magnesium.
Potassium. So that's 10 points on the bonus. Nice, and you guys. Know, Westview, you may not have won, but you went out with a heck of a buzz there on 20. So that we have a final score of 215 for Westview, 395 for Detroit Country Day. Congratulations to both teams.
Good game. Everybody. Guys,